Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Woman of Steel Stress into Strength Protocol. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's episode is hitting close to home for all of us who are trying to navigate this crazy thing called life. We're talking about embracing our emotions, those beautiful, messy bundles of energy that make us human. Ever feel like you're constantly battling your own feelings, trying to stuff them down or pretend they don't exist? You know that feeling when your heart is racing, but you put on a brave face and act like everything's fine. Well, guess what? It's time to ditch the facade and embrace the full spectrum of our emotional experience. Because trust me, living authentically means letting those emotions flow. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Laura, easier said than done. And hey, you're right, it's not always a walk in the park. But I promise you, the rewards are worth every ounce of effort. When we allow ourselves to feel our feelings, truly feel them without judgment, we open up a whole new world of possibilities. Here are five key takeaways to remember on this journey. 1. Feelings are facts. First things first, emotions are not good or bad. They're simply information, data points telling us something about ourselves and our experiences. Think of them like your internal GPS system. They guide you, alert you to danger, and help you navigate through life. 2. Name that feeling. Ever notice how things feel different when you put an end to them? It's like taking the mystery out of the situation. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed, take a moment to pause and ask yourself, what am I actually feeling right now? Is it sadness, anger, frustration, joy, or something else entirely? By getting specific with your emotions, you start to understand them better and gain control over them. 3. Don't judge yourself. This is a big one, friends. The more we judge our feelings, the more they seem to take over. Instead of beating ourselves up for feeling a certain way, try practicing self-compassion. Remember, everyone experiences a range of emotions, and it's okay to feel what you feel. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding, you deserve it. 4. Express yourself safely. Bottling up your emotions is like trying to hold back a wave. Eventually, it's going to burst forth in some unexpected way. Find healthy outlets for expressing your feelings. Journal, talk to a trusted friend or therapist, paint, dance, or whatever helps you release that energy constructively. 5. Embrace the vulnerability. Authenticity comes from being open and vulnerable with ourselves and others. It's not about wearing your heart on your sleeve all the time, but rather about allowing yourself to be seen and heard for who you truly are, emotions and all. Now, picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and stress is mounting. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, that urge to snap at colleagues, or maybe even tear up right there in your cubicle. Instead of letting those feelings take control, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the stress, and say to yourself, this is just stress talking. I'm feeling overwhelmed right now, but I can handle it. You might even take a quick walk outside, listen to a calming song, or chat with a friend about what's going on. By naming your emotions, accepting them, and expressing them healthily, you turn that stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and self-awareness. And that's the beauty of embracing our emotions. It empowers us to live more authentically, navigate challenges with resilience, and build stronger connections with ourselves and others. So remember, my amazing listeners, don't be afraid to feel your feelings. It's what makes you human, unique, and powerful. By acknowledging, accepting, and expressing your emotions in healthy ways, you open the door to a more fulfilling and authentic life. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode with me. How do you embrace your emotions in your daily life? What's one thing you can try today to be more emotionally honest with yourself? Drop me a comment on our social media pages or send me an email. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are a woman of steel.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.